Hello there, welcome along. It's the Racing Post Weekend Postcast. Bruce Millington, Robbie Wilders and Mark Boylan looking ahead to a TV bonanza. We've got 9 races on ITV on Saturday, an absolute cracking Group 1 at Deauville on Sunday, and then we'll get all of the rest of the boys' fancies and, of course, their naps. So, yeah, 5 at Newbury. We'll kick off with the 120, which is the download, the BetVictor app. Handicap. I'm reading out best odds from the Racing Post website as of Thursday lunchtime. Check around with all your bookmakers to see what the best prices are and, of course, the best each way terms. And if you've got the new Racing Post app, you can just click on the best odds and it will not just bring up all the prices from all the main bookmakers, but you can pair best each way as well. Very good way of betting. You can place all your multiples there. You get all your bonuses. Away you go. 120 Newbury, 9-4, Fran Tank. Is favourite. Definite is 11-4, and then it's Rogue Rocket 5, General Lee 8, and 10 Bar. We've got 8 runners as things stand, so hopefully there will be some each-way opportunities. I do need to warn you, there are not huge fields this weekend. Some people like them. I did a Twitter poll yesterday, and I was amazed how many people said they actually don't mind small fields. Of course, the smaller the field, probably the more chance you've got of picking the winner. Let's see if you're going to pick the winner, Robbie Wilders.
Yeah, hi, Bruce. Fran Tank for me. I mean, it was a disappointing run at Sandown last time, but he was really progressive before. And I just look at his breeding. He's a half brother to the William Haggis's yard, Awesome Tank, who started out a few years ago in marks in the 80s in handicaps and eventually progressed to place in a Group 1. I'd like to think there's quite a bit more to come. He needs to bounce back, but it's not the greatest race in the world. So, yeah, Fran Tank for me.
Who for you, Mark Boylan?
I actually like Definite down the bottom. Rafe Beckett kind of 20% strike rate with 3-year-olds and handicaps in the last few seasons. You know, I'm not generally a big fan of the Sire Kingman, but I like this horse's attitude under pressure at Haydock 2 starts ago. Just bumped into one of them typical Prescott improvers last time. That one was winning his third on the bounce, so it was a messy race last time. I just thought this guy has a bit of boot on the front end, you know, could be again a tactical affair here and they can make use of him. Tongue tie on for the first time, and yeah, definite appeal most to me. I think 3-year-olds as well, good record in the race.
Righty-ho, let's good man. Let's move on to the 155, which is the Denford Stakes. It's a listed race over 7 furlongs for 2-year-olds. And we've got an odds-on favourite in the Godolphin Blue. It's Victory Dance, who is 4-6. Candle of Hope carrying the royal colours is 4-1. And then it's 8-1 Blue Light Boy, 8-1 Ferrari Queen. And the outsider is Seat Door at 25-1. Mark, does this race excite you from a betting perspective?
Not particularly. Victory Dance is the one that I'd have to side with, but I wouldn't be getting involved with that short. Just thought of Dubowie that time of year. No surprise that he was kind of raw last time, but looks like he should improve and should win, really. But at that sort of price, when you have a few unexposed sort of improvers coming along, I'm happy to watch.
Okay. It doesn't sound like the most exciting race, Robbie, or is it?
Nah, not really. I expect Victory Dance to justify the short price. I mean, he's miles clear on the official figures. It was a good run at Newmarket last time. He's almost won a Group 2. He's dropping down to listed company. I mean, Charlie Appleby would have had loads of smart horses. He could have run a race like this if it was a penalty. So, yeah, I think he'll probably win.
OK, the 2:30 sees the first of our group races. It's the BetVictor Jeffrey Freer Stakes Group 3 over 1 mile, 5.5 furlongs. Only 5 runners. Did say there's lots of small fields today, but it's fairly open. Zechariah is favourite at 7-4. Away He Goes is 9-4. Universal Order is 5-1. Outbox is 6s and Silence Please is 20s. What do you make of this one, Robbie?
Yeah, I think Away He Goes is a right good bet here. I think it was a really good run at Goodwood last time in the Goodwood Cup. I mean, if you watch the race back 2.5 furlongs out, he was actually last off the bridle. And I mean, we know how good a race that was, with obviously Kiprios beating Stradivarius and Trushan. I mean, this horse, he does get 2 miles, but he's certainly quite versatile. I think he'll be fine over this 1.5 mile furlong trip. His last win came over 1.4. I think it's a really good opportunity. And I think he should be favourite. I mean, I'm not sure about Zechariah. I know he gets a lot of weight, but he does look quite inconsistent, the 3-year-old. So I think, yeah, Away He Goes is a good wager here.
Do you agree, Mark?
Oh, actually, I'm quite sweet on Zechariah, to be honest. I thought last time, you know, there's been a few horses from Royal Ascot who showed up well and maybe just didn't, you know, ping out again at the same sort of level. And their next start, there's been a few like Inspire, Eldar, Eldarov, Sargar's Almal. I think this fella might just didn't see the best of them last time, but he still got upside compared to him. I don't know, Away He Goes. Is he really progressing at this stage? I'd be worried about him having a bit of boot here in a tactical race. And if you look back at Zechariah's last run, or sorry, his penultimate run in the Queen's Vase, When he quickened up, turning for home, you know, it was actually the fastest furlong of the whole closing stages. That was a mile and six, like a mile and five here. That's absolutely no issue to him. I think he can use a bit of pace here. And, you know, he traded 1.31 that day. He looked like he was going to win. You know, ultimately, if we draw a line through his last run and he's coming here in the back of that, he's got a far more unexposed and sort of promising profile. I think it will be messy too, because Silas Please might go far, but I can't see a whole lot of pace. So give me Zachariah. I think he'll take a bit of beating, to be honest.
Okay, here we go with the 3 o'clock at Newbury. It's the get a run for your money at Bet Victor Handicap. 7 furlongs, only 7 runners. Boo, very little each way appeal. But it is another competitive race. Gisburn is favourite at 11-4 for the Hannons. 7-2, 5,000-1. Sorry, it's one of the ones where they mix it all into one word and I just couldn't read it probably. 5,000-1. 9-2, Dance Fever. 5, Silent Film. 9, United Front. 12, Abel Kane. 14, Documenting. Mark, you're going first and you are siding with?
Abel Kane, actually, at a price there. I think he's overpriced here. You know, again, similar sort of case I'm saying with the earlier races. Small field, you'll need something with a little bit of toe. This guy, his best run has come in a small field, on good ground, over 7. You know, I think you can make use of that here. You know, last run, it was a mess to start. He tried to break out and he's bobbed in the stalls. And Ryder has got unbalanced. I think he might have lost an iron straight away. Draw a line through that. You're back into smaller company again. That was the Stewards' Cup. And I think his mark, you know, 93, he won by 6 lengths off 87. So I still think he's in the right sort of thing. He mightn't be as sexy as some of them in here, but I think he's pretty versatile and, you know, overpriced at 12s, I'd take him.
12-1, Abel Kane is Mark's selection. Who's Robbie's selection here?
Yeah, 5,000-1 for me. I'm surprised the handicap has not raised him for his run at Salisbury last time. That was a really good effort. I mean, he's only been beaten a short head by a run to freedom. And that horse, I mean, that horse wasn't beaten far in a Group 1 at Royal Ascot last time, the Platinum Jubilee. I mean, he was getting a little bit of weight, but he was actually unlucky not to get there. He was caught in the rail. He just couldn't get out until it was a bit too late. He would have won with another couple of strides, I'd say. He's on 93. Another furlong should be absolutely fine. And he's always been quite well regarded as well. So, 5,000-1 for me off 93.
Okay, the best race of the day in the UK takes place at 3:35 at Newbury. It's the Bet Victor Hungerford Stakes. Group 2 over 7 furlongs. And we've got 10 runners, so it's very unlikely to defect to a level below which we get decent each way opportunities. And it's wide open as well. William Haggerson, Tom Marcon, not for the first time on the card, have the favourite in Tiber Flow, who is 3-1. Then it's Pogo at 4s, Chindit at 9-2, 15-2, Double or Bubble, 10 Happy Romance, 12 Dubai Poet, and it's 16 Bar. And Robbie, sometimes on this program, on this show, we talk about Haggers horses who they're certainly not overpriced. And I think that's the case with Tiber Flow, isn't it? I mean, is he the right favourite here?
Probably is just about the right favourite. But I mean, you can make a case for so many of these, can't you? I mean, there's not many I'd rule out with much confidence. I'm kind of drawn to Double or Bubble. I mean, I'm looking for an improver. And I think this mare is very much improving this season. I mean, she's taken her form to a new level, really. She's beaten Garrus on her return. That was a good effort. Garrus subsequently placed in the Maurice de Geest the other day. On her next run, she's not been beaten far in the Platinum Jubilee behind Naval Crown. Again, improved on that. Not beaten far by Alcohol Free in the July Cup. This is a Group 2 now. Absolutely fine, over 7 furlongs. And you're getting about 15-2. I think that's perfectly fair.
Fair enough. And you're also getting 4 places with Skybet or William Hill. That can't be bad, can it? Okay, so Double or Bubble is Robbie's selection there. And you can get 4 places, by the way, with Skybet and William Hill. What do you make of this favourite, Mark Boylan? You with or against?
Yeah, I'd be against them as well, Bruce. I'd have my reservations just at the prices.
You just think with these Haggers horses, they're never, ever value, are they? You never think, oh, blimey, they've overlooked this because it's Haggers. So you do pay a premium. Now, as we've said on the show before, half the reason for that is because he's a damn good trainer and they do win their share. But I don't know. This is just one where I just kind of think, oh, I want to try and find one to get this beat.
Yeah, I just thought Dubai Poet even at the price. He's 12-1 coming off the back of a cracker in the jersey. And like, that jersey itself did not work out ideally for him. I think there were 7 horses that raced on the stand side. He wasn't one of them. But horses on the stand side filled 5 of the first 6 places. Like he was in the wrong part of the track. He still ran a cracker. Like rate of 109, that entitles him to be competitive at the very least. And there's a few of these in here that I think are better at 6 than 7. And there's a few of them that I think are better at a mile than 7. Whereas I think this guy has proven himself as pretty good at 7. So, you know, Dubai Poet has a 3-year-old on the up. Yeah, I'm happy to take a stab at him at the prices.
Lovely stuff. That was Newbury. We're at Ripon and Newmarket in 10 seconds flat.
Stay ahead of the field with Racing Post Members Club, featuring unlimited access to the Racing Post digital newspaper, exclusive online content, replays from all UK and Irish racecourses, and more. If you're a new customer, you can use the code POST22 to get 50% off your first 3 months of Members Club Ultimate. Head to racingpost.com/postcast to find out more.
Welcome back to the Postcast with Bruce Millington, Mark Boylan and Robbie Wilders. Let's look at the four other races on ITV on Saturday, starting with 140 at Ripon. It was meant to be the consolation race for the Great St Wilfrid, but it didn't fill. So instead, we've got a five-runner, two-year-old condition stakes called the William Hill Ripon Hornblower. And we've only got five runners, as I say. When Moon, favourite 2-1, New Definition 5-2, Prince of Pillow 3-1, Florida Philly 9-2, On Your Dreams 25-1, and On You Go, Mark Boylan.
Yeah, New Definition is the best horse in the race, but he wouldn't exactly give me a lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for phone a friend after his last performance. I mean, traded 101, looked to have the race in the bag, just didn't see it out. Still think he's good enough to win here, but I wouldn't be relying on him with all my heart here. New Definition makes more sense, though.
Okay, Robbie, have you got a strong view here?
Nah, not a race for me, Bruce. I'll be sitting this one out.
Will you? Well, you're not allowed to sit in it. Well, you are allowed to sit the next one out, but yeah, I
normally do one a week, don't I? And this is
my one. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. But the next one is the big punting challenge.
Oh, the next one, I've got a right one, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll go to you then. Yeah, let's William Hill, Great St Wilfrid handicap over 6 furlongs. Just the 15 runners, which is slightly disappointing. Although, don't worry, all the bookies will be betting to at least 4 places. And indeed, Skybet 6 places. Bet365, William Hill, Betfair, Paddy Power are 5 places. So plenty of each way, even though the traditional threshold for 4 places of 16 hasn't been reached. Anyway, favourites have won 5 of the last 9 runnings, which is incredible given the competitive nature of the race. And I would imagine Black Rod is almost certainly going to go off favourite. He's 4-1 market leader at the moment. The lovely Summergan, 7-1. Just Another Bottle won it last year. He's 8-1. Snash is 10s. 12-1 Empress Spirit. 12 Intrinsic Bond and 14 Bar. You fancy one, Robbie. What is its nomenclature?
Big time. Emperor Spirit is open about 12-1. I mean, this is a big draw race. I mean, last year, 19 beat 18 beat 17 beat 20. And you're getting five.
Yeah, well, 1 year. What? Is it
1 year? But a horse not drawn by the stand side hasn't won this since 2014.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I think we've been 18, 17, 15, 19, 10, and then before that it was
four a while back. But
it's almost sort of risen on a kind of level graph upwards for the last 10 years. Very odd.
It's true, but I mean, it is a different kind of race this year, as you touched upon. They couldn't feel the consolation. There's only 15 runners, and it's worth noting that 4 of those are running from out of the weights. So I think you're getting unbelievable value getting 5 or 6 places there. I think Emperor Spirit, he's drawn 13. He's the only pace high in the field. He's going to bag that rail early. I think he's going to take a lot of pegging back. I think he's been completely underestimated because his last run, he was a beaten 5-2 favourite, but he was undone by his draw at Chelmsford. He was just too wide throughout. He had a terrible trip, squandered too much ground. I think he's going to get a lovely position here. And he was very progressive before that. He's only 4 years old. I think he's a cracking bet, about 12-1 each way.
Wow, confident stuff from Robbie Wilders. Mark, do you share Robbie's bullishness?
I'm absolutely delighted because this is one of the ones I was really looking forward to. And I'm on Emperor Spirit too.
Lovely.
Yeah, like even on Robbie's, what he's mentioned about the stand side, you know, actually the last 6 winners have effectively made all here as well in this race, which is not something you see too commonly in a big sprint handicap. But this guy has all the pace to be able to do that. You know, ground is exactly what he'd want here. And even, you know, very unexposed, Robbie says, 5 runs on grass. He's been 2nd 4 times. You know, I run really well ripping before behind Just Another Bottle. You know, even just the way the race is structured too. You have a top weight that's 109. That pushes a lot of them. There's actually a quarter of the field that are out of the handicap here as a result. This guy runs off 8-9. Yeah, Emperor Spirit 12-1. I'd be very, very happy. We'll go down together on the ship, Robbie.
Brilliant. The boys are very confident on Emperor Spirit for the Great St Wilfrid. Lovely stuff. We've got 2 races on the ITV main channel as well from Newmarket. The first of those is a 5-runner affair. Again, I did say another small field race. But again, not an odds on favourite. 1.6 is the trip for the Discover Newmarket Fillies handicap. I don't know whether they're saying Discover Newmarket or Discover Newmarket Fillies, but regardless, that's the name of the race. 6-5 Atlantis, 4-1 Australian Angel, 4-1 Cecil, 7-1 Rosalia, and 10-1 Single. Mark Boylan, you're going first here.
Just about catch me, Brett, after your discovery suggestions. But Atlantis is the one that not original, but think should win. Up and trip, going to suit this filly. You know, still, I know, 89 £9 hike for the last day. The way she won, she was more than entitled to get that. Top team she represents, give me Atlantis.
Who are you going to be backing here, Rob?
Yeah, I agree with Mark. Atlantis should be too strong. I mean, one ease down, Doncaster in really impressive style last time. She'll be absolutely fine over this 1.6 as well, the way she saw that arm short. And I think the handicap could have maybe been even harsher than raising her £9. So, yeah, Atlantis for me.
OK, and finally, a race with a difference. It's the 3.18 at Newmarket. It's the Grey Horse Handicap for grey horses. Over 6 furlongs, only 7 runners for this one. 2-1, Mr. Bluebird. 4-1, Come On Girls. 7-1, Strike. 7-1, Vero Eagle. 8-1, Lord Rapscallion. 10-1, Wentworth Falls. And 14-1, Revolutionize. So which of these lovely old greys is going to cross the line in front? Robbie Wilders.
Yeah, I think the stars might be aligning for Wentworth Falls at a double-figure price here. I mean, he was...
You're joking me, Robbie. You're joking me.
Oh, thunder stolen. Thunder stolen.
Well, he's £3 lower than when a very close second in this last year. It's easy to imagine it's been a long-term plan. I mean, he's dropped £8 in the weights for his runs this season, but he's not actually been in terrible form despite the drop. I think the handicapper can sometimes drop older horses quite quickly nowadays. When Franny Norton's been on board as well, he's got a win and a second and a fourth and 3 runs off much higher marks. So, yeah, I think Wentworth Falls is a pretty good bet. Take it away, Mark.
Yeah, you've covered pretty much it all there. But yeah, the oldest horse and the oldest jockey in the race. We both like him. Not too often you're tipping 10-year-olds for a race like this. But yeah, look, he just makes sense. And exactly what you just said there about the handicapper giving him a chance. Like, I could easily forgive the last 2 starts. Like, he can be slow away at times. But at Thirsk, he just totally blew the start 2 starts ago. And even at York, he's got out of his ground, drawn the wrong side from where all the action's happening. Yeah, just exactly as you've said there. He's the value pick for me. You're taking a little bit of a gamble, but yeah. We'll go down together again by the looks of it, Robbie.
I'm loving this unity. And as you say, Mark, not just a grey horse, but a grey jockey in Franny Norton. And the good news, this is important, this, guys, by the way. If you see 7 runners, don't just think, oh, I'm not betting on this because there's no each-way betting. I've just clicked on that best odds button on Racing Post. Bet365, Skybet, William Hill, Betfair and Paddy Power all currently showing a 5-3, even though there's 7 runners. So you can get 3 places. And if you agree with the boys that Wentworth Falls is value at 10s, then that could be a great each-way bet. Let's see if there's any great each-way bets in the quality race of the week in France. Count to 10 and we'll be right back.
Are you football crazy? Then Racing Post's new podcast could be just for you. Mark Langdon's Bet Clubs brings all of the best football betting insight from Racing Post's top football tipster. As well as that, Mark will be joined each week by a friend from the betting community to guide listeners through their best bets. Simply search Mark Langdon's Bet Clubs on your podcast app of choice and listen today.
Welcome back. It's the Postcast with Bruce Millington, Mark Boylan and Robbie Wilders. Let's look ahead now to a great race in France on Sunday. It takes place at 2:55 over a mile. It's the Prix de Harras de Fresnay Le Bouffard Jacques Le Marois. It's a Group 1. And we've got 9 runners battling for a fantastic prize of £480,000. Wouldn't it be great? And I bet none of the owners even needs the money. Never mind. It's a brilliant, brilliant race. I haven't got any betting for you right now. There will be some available, obviously. But we've got Coribus in there. We've got Inspiral. We've got so many great horses. State of Rest. Erivan. It really is a high-quality contest. Could not be looking forward to this more. Robbie, are you gassed for this one, as you youth say?
Yeah, unreal pronunciation from you, an unreal race. From what I remember, we haven't got prices yet, have we? From what I remember, Coribus was the favourite. I've not liked him all week. I think he was very lucky to win at Ascot. I mean, Mal June should have won that. And he's yet to, I know he's won a Group 1 there, but he's yet to really do it away from Newmarket. I think State of Rest is probably the best horse in the race, but I'm not sure he'll quite have the toe for some of these over a mile. Not seeing the prices, but I have a feeling Prosperous Voyage might be a bit underestimated. I mean, I thought she beat Inspiral fair and square at Newmarket. I know they're saying that Inspiral might have bounced to a certain extent, but I just have a feeling Prosperous Voyage might just be a rapid improver. That she might not get the respect she deserves. And there's only 9 runners, so I imagine she'll be a fair each-way price, a Prosperous Voyage.
For Rafe Beckett. Wow. OK, what do you make of this one, Mark? It's a real beauty of a race, isn't it?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. And to be honest, I'd echo the concerns of Robbie Caribas just slightly. I really like the horse, and I thought he would have put the race away a bit better at Ascot. Just that final half furlong. I know he's got the job done, but it just leaves a little bit of nagging doubt. I'd love to see him come here and do it and kind of man up and beat the elders here. But Inspired is the one that I'm happy to give another chance. And the way she won the coronation at Ascot was pretty outstanding. And, you know, for all Frankie felt she ran flat, and I do believe there was an element of that at Ascot, I think more detrimental to her chances was the way that she made up ground at a tricky stage of the race, while Prosperous Voyage out in front had every chance to fill the lungs for one last go. And I think that combined with, as I mentioned, there were a couple of horses coming out of Royal Ascot that potentially didn't bring their best next time. You know, she's been freshened up since that. I don't think they'll be coming here to have a tilt at this. Like, there's other options. There's Phillies options to another Group 1 later in the season. And, you know, she must be cherry ripe if they are having a crack. I think, you know, she's around 7-2 there is the prices I've seen earlier. I think that's more than fair if you think back to what she did at Ascot. You know, and State of Rest, I love the horse, but just like Robbie, slight concern over his pace for this trip. I think he'll show up well. I can't see him being out of the three, but just think Inspired has a bit of wow about her. If you want to want a mad price, Order of Australia, if they he needs to be ridden prominently. The way he won at the Curragh, you know, no nonsense, you know, being good and, you know, prominent with him, he's a different horse. The way they rode him in the Sussex, you know, maybe they were trying to beat Baid with the way they rode him, but if they're more aggressive here and, you know, he's got his ground that's going to suit him as well, you know, he's 16-1. I think he'll outrun that price, but Inspired is the one that I think she'll be able to collect.
Excellent. Lovely stuff. Really looking forward to that. Do not miss the 2:55 at Deauville on Sunday. Right, back to Saturday. Now we'll see what else the lads fancy away from the TV cameras. There's loads and loads of racing. We've got the undercards, obviously, at Newbury, Ripon and Newmarket. They're also racing at Doncaster. Oh, the Sticks at Perth. We've got Market Raisin, so 2 meetings to Jumps fans. And in Ireland, we've got a good Curragh card. And also racing at Tramore. So, plenty to get stuck into. Don't give your naps away. Robbie, what have you got for us?
Yeah, got one more, Bruce. 4:40 at the Curragh on Saturday. The Irish St. Ledger trial. Quite like Temple of Artemis here. Makes his first start for Joseph O'Brien. He's left Aidan. But I'd imagine he's going to be aimed at the Melbourne Cup for that reason. He's got the entry at Flemington. But he's only rated 96. He's going to have to shoot up a lot in the weights if he's going to get into that. And he's got quite a progressive profile. Won a Chester handicap over a mile 4.5 for Aidan in his last start. We've not seen him in a while, but there's bags of stamina in his pedigree. He's a brother to Kingfisher, who was second in the Gold Cup a couple of years ago. Gets a lot of weight from the older horses here. And I think he can beat Search for a Song conceding that weight.
Jolly good. Mark, have you got anything?
Just while you're on the car, I think it'd be remiss if we didn't mention the comeback of Luxembourg in the Royal Whip at 4:05. Really looking forward to seeing what he can do, for all that you'd imagine he'll be entitled to be a little bit rusty, but it doesn't look an outstanding race for him. He should be able to collect, you'd imagine, if they have ambitions of kicking on for the Irish champion. But as far as a punting perspective, I think Ree Haney runs in the 6:00 at Tramore on Saturday, trained by Mick Halford, a mark of 62. I think that's more than workable if he puts it all together. 4-runner race last time at Fairy House. That's not his bag. The way he came home in a 15-runner handicap at Limerick previously, I thought that was highly encouraging. He was a real eye-catcher. He probably looks a little bit of a slow learner, potentially. He's improving with racing, but they put on blinkers here. I think that can make the difference. And maybe just a quirky track like Tramore, that could bring out more in him as well. So Ree Haney, for me, is the external one, I suppose, the 6:00 at Tramore on Saturday.
Right then, let's get the naps.
This will not be beaten.
And we'll start with Robbie Wilders. One bet on Saturday, who is it?
Absolutely. 2:50 at Ripon, Emperor Spirit.
You're going to go the same, Mark?
Sure, why not? Why not?
Good. Exactly. How about that? We've never had that. 2 naps on the show, and they're both the same. They're Emperor Spirit and the Great St. Wilfrid. Lovely stuff. Weekend plans, boys? You working or relaxing? What are you doing, Mark?
At the Curragh tomorrow, so bound to be a busy day, bound to be a hot day as well. I'm sitting here looking forward to when we log off to rebooting the fan again, because it's absolutely baking. But we're not made for that sort of weather here in Ireland, but we're hanging in there so far. Looking forward.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it while it lasts, because it'll soon be chucking it down again and everyone will be moaning. So, you know, it's absolutely lovely. So you're working on Saturday and relaxing Sunday?
I'd imagine so, yeah. The friends of mine in Dublin might be up there and head for a swim or something like that, try and make the most of it. So we'll see how we go.
Beautiful. What about you, Rob? What have you got on?
Nice one. Yeah, off this weekend, mate. Chelsea Tottenham on Sunday. Look forward to that. Don't know. I've not got massive plans, but you know me, I'll find something to do.
Jolly good. Okay, gentlemen, let's have a quick word about what's happening next week. Normally there is a Monday postcast, but because it's York next week, the lovely Sam Hart will be in the chair presenting a great preview show covering the first 3 days of the eBall meeting at York. And then I'm back with two fine judges. Don't quite know who it is yet, but there'll be good ones looking ahead to York and the eBall, plus all the rest of the Saturday action. So bet responsibly, enjoy the sunshine, and join us next week for some more great postcasts.